Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name's Barbara P. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd. This is the 10 a.m. meeting, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Today we're reading from the big book and we are on page 42. We'll be reading the second paragraph, starting with, then they outlined the spiritual answer and ending in, as in fact it proved to be. Today's readers are Susan G. From Tennessee. She'll be reading our 12 steps. 12 traditions will be Mary F. from New Mexico. Our readers of the text, our opening will be Lou Ann C. Our closing will be Chanel T. And Dana P. is backing us up. We also have our newcomer greeter, Alex K., standing by. And announcements will be done by Robin P. So we've got a great Tuesday team. Thank you, everybody. The reference numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. meeting, June 1st, is 23,506. And then this morning's 7 a.m. meeting, 23,508. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. So let me ask Susan G. from Tennessee to get us started on the 12 steps, please.
Good morning. Thank you, Barbara, for your service and everyone. This is Susan G., recovered compulsive overeater. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves and another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Susan G. And Mary S., would you come in and read our 12 traditions for us of OA?
Absolutely. Good morning. Mary S., New Mexico. The 12 traditions of OA. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but a trusted servant. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA let's see, excuse my vision here, OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may enjoy special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all the traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Mary S. from New Mexico. So here's how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read for sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. So today we're going to resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 42, the second paragraph. Then they outline the spiritual answer and ending with, as in fact it proves to be. So I would like to ask Lou Ann C. to get us started this morning.
Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for taking the meeting and everybody doing service and bringing this meeting together. I'm Lou Ann C. I am recovered today. Over in Boise, Idaho. I'm really grateful for that. Then they outlined the spiritual answer and program of action, which 100 of them had followed successfully. Though I had been only a nominal churchman, their proposals were not intellectually hard to swallow, but the program of action, though entirely sensible, was pretty drastic. It meant I would have to throw several lifelong conceptions out of the window. That was not easy. But the moment I made up my mind to go through with the process, I had the curious feeling that my alcoholic condition was relieved, as in fact it proved to be. Well, wow. I mean, this paragraph is so full, and what a miracle. And so what I concentrated on really was the lifelong conceptions that I had that really got dissolved by working the process. And I told myself, and I believed that I needed this one particular food group to feel comfort. I had to let go of that. I had to let go of this thought that I needed a certain drink throughout the day for the power to meet life. I had this inordinate confidence in myself that I could lick this thing, although I had no evidence that I could. So I had to let go of this idea that I could absolutely do it on my own. You know, I had to let go of the idea I could trust my feelings to navigate life, that God was somewhere up there and inaccessible because I had lived such a messed up life. I had to let go of this idea, this belief that flying by the seat of my pants and winging it was actually true freedom, because God, no, I had to be free. I had to do it myself. You know, don't tell me what to do. But as soon as I made up my mind, and that took me a while, to really make up my mind, to go through with the process as it was outlined to me by my recovered sponsor, I had this new sensation that the struggle with these food groups was gone. And I had a level of peace around food I had never had, a level of peace in my life that I had never had. And it was fascinating to me that letting go of a substance could have anything to do with peace. And besides, I never knew I even wanted peace. I thought I wanted excitement, you know. Excitement was happiness. But the changes in my personality, of being able to be fully present to people I care about, to not fly off the handle at any disturbance, to have a consistent personality that my loved ones could count on, those kinds of experiences, they just make me want to do all the things that keep me on track. And I have to come here every morning to be reminded of all those little things, to be reminded that the 10 steps are a daily thing, you know? So I just want to thank you and all everybody who shares, and just for keeping me on track and giving me a place to show up every day where I can stay alive. I'm so grateful. So thank you for letting me share, and I hope we all have a great abstinent day. I pass.
Well, thanks, Luann C. from Idaho, so much for getting us started. So now we'll go ahead and open up for sharing on this great paragraph. And I will just say, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share today?
Chanel T. in Georgia.
Veronica B.
I've got Chanel. And who is in Georgia?
Lisa N.
Christina
Lisa
J.
Christina.
Veronica B.
Veronica. And Chanel, I did get you in the front end. I don't think I said your name, but just so you know. Chanel, Lisa N., Christina J., Veronica. Who else? Who did I miss? All right, let's get started right there. This is a great one. I think we'll have a lot more.
Jill from Michigan.
I'm sorry, who's from Michigan?
Nitris Jay. I was trying to unmute. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. No, you're fine, Nitris. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so we're going to stop there, and then we'll swing back and take more names. Chanel T., you're going to be up, followed by Lisa N. in Georgia.
Hi, thank you so much, Barbara. This is Chanel T. in Washington State calling in from a different device, so hopefully you can hear me okay. That was an interesting experience, not being able to use my regular phone. Boy, do I get reliant on devices. I am a grateful and recovered compulsive eater today, by the grace of God. I couldn't pass up this paragraph for a couple reasons. One, that curious feeling he talks about at the end, I didn't have it. I did not have it in step one, two, three, four. I didn't have it. I didn't have a feeling that things were going to be okay, that I was going to be restored to sanity. None of it. I just acted as if. And I'll talk about that more when we're in step, you know, when we're in We Agnostics, but I just held on to this tiny speck. I don't even think it was a mustard seed of hope. I don't know that it was really faith. I don't know. I think it was just, I'm out of all my other ideas. Nothing else has worked. I'm miserable. So just in case this is, as it says at the beginning of the paragraph, the spiritual answer and program of action, which now millions have followed successfully. Certainly in the grandpapa program of AA they have. And thinking about these 100 people who first had followed it, we're talking about a lot of gutter level drunks. And I'm a gutter level eater. I'm a gutter level overeater, a gutter level undereater. Although I did not end up in the hospital from my weight, I did end up in it from sugar crashes. I did lose jobs from sugar highs and crashes. I did lose a lot of people because I wasn't showing up for them. I nearly lost my own daughter and the chance of ever having a relationship with her directly because of how I am when I'm in this disease, which is an unpredictable person. So this spiritual answer and program of action saved my life, saved that relationship, saved my relationship with my higher power, which was, I was feeling spiritually dead, even though I had a higher power coming in here. It's been a saving grace for me over and over. I just had an issue last night with my technology that made me miss something important, a really important call, and I need to make an amends to that person, and I get to do that today. And I should have found another way to get a hold of that person, so I need to make an amends. Why do I say that? Because this is a spiritual program of action, and I'm continually growing. And so what I feel or what I don't feel, guess what? I know it's working. I know it is. Today, I know it is. And for that, I'm forever grateful. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much. Chanel T. from Washington State. Lisa N. from Georgia, you're up, and you'll be followed by Christina J.
Okay. Good morning, Barbara. Lisa N., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. Yeah, I love the intro. I concur. I was thinking about what I was going to say when it was being read, and the lifelong conceptions. You know, I was thinking about it when the speaker was speaking. I was like, oh my God. One of the biggest lifelong conceptions was, I'm sure some people can relate to this, like I felt like I had given everything up to God. I'd given up the alcohol, the drugs, the smoking, the relationships, a lot of foods, a lot of alcoholic foods, ingredients and behaviors, but you weren't going to take this one substance from me, God. No, God, I gave you everything. So the lifelong conception was, first of all, that I couldn't live without it. That I had to have it. It provided my comfort. It was the effect that I was still getting. And so I held on to that for 25 years in this program, which is a long time. You know, the lie that I had to have that. So anyway, that was a huge misconception. And the other one, or the lifelong conception, was God was not going to be the provider of that comfort. Although when I skip ahead to the next line, that was my truth. I had this curious feeling. And I was very curious about it, but I wasn't doing anything about it. Because like I said, I wasn't going to give up this one substance. No, thank you. But I did. I mean, I'm talking, oh my God. I mean, I'm talking for like 20 years. I had this feeling. I felt like God was just so gently pulling me back in. Lisa, just let go. You know, I've got you. A life beyond your wildest dreams is waiting for you. And I was like, when I finally did surrender, which I'm coming up on a year ago, I finally surrendered. I did have that experience, and I am so grateful that curious feeling that my compulsive overeating condition was relieved. As in fact, it has proved to be. Thank you, God. Anyway, I'll keep coming back. Thanks so much. I pass.
Oh, thanks, Lisa Ann in Georgia. Christina J., you're up, and you'll be followed by Veronica.
Good morning, everyone. Christina J. in Washington State. Oh, boy. Took me 10 and a half years to get to the curious feeling that my overeating condition was relieved, as in fact it's proving to be, as long as I continue to follow the program of action and I'm willing to do the things I need to do. Because it is a spiritual answer, but I've got to do the physical things. I've got to do the spiritual things. I've got to work on the emotional part in order to keep this curious feeling that I'm free. And what a journey it's been. Really hard, and I didn't get it right away like this guy did. The lead chair was great, outlining the lifelong conceptions. I don't need to go into those. I know them all. But it took me all this time to understand what they were. And I never thought about them or concentrated on them. Oh, I've got to get rid of this. I've got to do that. It just kind of happened by osmosis. And now I can look back and see what all I've let go of. So that's why it's important if you're out there and you're new and you're not getting this, just keep taking the steps. Keep walking forward. I had many, many steps forward and many damn steps back and back into the pain. I'm a hard case. I'm a hard head. I want to do things my way. And the food was, as I've spoken many times, a really ingrained habit pattern into the core of my bones. It relieved me of every emotional, mental condition since I was a small child. And to have that uprooted out of my bones and to have my bones hollowed and filled with this program and God has been a journey. But I can tell you, if you stick with it, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many relapses you might have, you will get this. You will get it. The light will begin to fill you. You'll cultivate a relationship with that power that you never thought possible, sitting in the dark, staring out, going, what is this about? I don't understand meditation. I've had sponsees tell me that, yeah, well, soon you'll be floating in your heart space if you keep at it. And you won't want to miss it every morning because it's the foundation of your life to connect with that beautiful partner that you cultivate. So program of action, though entirely sensible, pretty drastic. Well, the drastic thing about it for me was to just stay on the journey. The drastic thing about it for me was the pain of the relapse. Why couldn't I get it? But something in me always knew. I never wanted to commit suicide. Something in me always knew that someday I'd find something. And it was about breathe, release, and have peace. That's what my mantra is today. Breathe, release, and go in peace. Not always easy, but I can turn away in that breathing. I can come back to center in that. So with that, I will pass. I love you guys, and I'm so grateful to be on this side of the river with you all. I love you. Bye.
Aw, thanks, Christina J. Veronica, you are up, and you're going to be followed by Nitris in Michigan.
Hi, I'm Veronica. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in California. Thank you for your service. I came into Overeaters Anonymous in 2009, and I saw it work for others, and that was enough to keep me coming back. That was enough to see, okay, maybe this could work for me too, because I couldn't stop throwing up. I was throwing up for about 15 years is all I knew. And, you know, coming into Overeaters Anonymous and working the 12 steps, you know, I understand today what spirituality means. It, you know, it means that I have to live in a way where I have to constantly rely on my higher power, my understanding. I have to be honest enough to see the truth, the reality of who I am deep down inside. You know, I live in this deep awareness of God's presence all the time. That is the beauty of being connected and having a understanding in my life. The drastic part of this paragraph, it for me is, I had to go from being selfish to working towards being God-centered, because everything that I did in the day was all about me. And how can I get this? What are they doing for me? You know, treat me special, me. That was the number one problem with me. I wasn't letting God in anything that I did, in any way I behaved. And that was extremely hard for me, because that meant I had to start think about others. I had to start being of service. I had to start see, you know, how I can brighten up someone's day. And in the meantime, I had to take a lot of action, you know, with preparing my meals and then doing my prayer meditation and going to my committed meetings. I don't stay recovered just by sitting and listening to a meeting. I have to actually apply these principles that I get from working these steps in my daily activities. And it's only by God's grace that I am abstinent and I'm recovered. And I don't ever want to forget that. It's not me doing this. It's God's grace, His gift. With that, I pass. Thanks.
Well, thanks so much, Veronica in California. And Nitris, you'll be coming up. And I just want to remind everybody where we are. In case you just joined us, we are on page 42, the second paragraph. Then they outline the spiritual answer, reading through the end of that paragraph, as in fact it proved to be. So Nitris, come on up, and then we'll be taking another list of names right after Nitris.
Thank you. This is Nitris J. from Michigan. Let me humble myself to God. This is my experience, strength, and hope. Only God has the answers for me. My best thinking got me here. This is a spiritual program. And as long as I work it to the best of my ability, honestly and sincerely, I stay in the will of God. My life, that is the beginning of my life, my program, my abstinence, all areas of my life. I have to do the will of God. And this program shows me how to do that by when I work it, work the steps, and use the tools. And when I fall short, because I'm not perfect, never going to be perfect, never going to work this program perfectly, but I can ask God for help. And when I ask God for help, once I'm doing my part to the best of my ability and sincerely and honestly, and I ask God to help me to do what I can't do for myself, God will do that. Even my worst days, when I look back, God was there. God brought me through it, and I can count on that, and I can trust in that. I can't work this program without God in my life. It just does not work for me. And God is good and can do all things. All things is possible with God. But I have to remember, too, that there may be some dark times, because that's what life, that's how it is. That's how life is in reality. But God will bring me through and have brought me through. So I can depend on that higher power as long as I'm doing my part and asking for help. Thanks for letting me share in our past.
Thanks so much, Nitris from Michigan. So we are going to take another list of names, and just a reminder, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. If you'd like to share, please press star 1, give me your name.
Doreen N.
Gotcha, Doreen.
Bruce. Larry G.
Larry. For a few more. Kristen
White. Wendy.
Oh. California. I
heard Kristen. Is that your Wendy? Yeah, Bruce Wendy said his name too, just to let you know. Bruce
Yeah, I got permission. Okay, let's go ahead and stop there. Thanks for the help. So, yeah, let me go ahead and tell you who I have. I have Doreen N, Bruce E, Larry G, Kristen, and Wendy. Am I missing anybody? All righty, let's get started with that group, and we'll see if we have any more time. So Doreen, come on in, and Brucey, you'll be next up.
Yes, Doreen. Recovered, not cured. You know, I never knew that there was spirit within me. God is in my heart. I feel God in my heart. He gives me joy. He gives me happiness. He gives me the best life I've ever had. Now, I do have a storm around me, financial stuff, but I have less fear. I'm not saying that the fear is gone, but what I am saying is that it is greatly diminished. And yes, I have to do this process. And yes, sometimes I think it's a pain in the behind, but it is the easier, softer way. The amount, the energy that I spent planning a binge, eating, that energy, I could put it towards this program. And I have the miracle. I have like 72 days. Who the heck does that? But I only have today. Each day is a brand new day, and I only have today. And yes, it is not easy, but it says here, but the moment I made up my mind, I made up my mind, which goes back to made a decision. This is a decision. I made up my mind. I'm that kind of person. I'm like, okay, finally I make up my mind after 31 years of in and out of the program, in and out of relapse. And now God is the most important thing in my life. And I have to let go of my previous thinking. I paused. Like, who the heck does that? I was one of those people. You know, I have to make an amends for sending nasty emails. And I now think before I write anything. So I know that this works. It's been working. I have a sponsee now. She's from the United Kingdom. She's 6 hours ahead. My boss allowed me to take my lunch and go in my car and Rita, we're doing the doctor's opinion. And I am really enjoying the connection that we have. And I cannot continue this life without giving back to others because the disease is there, waiting on my shoulders, waiting and waiting and patient. It's very patient. But God has granted me the patience to fight back. Without God, there is no fight. I'm no longer fighting this. I have conceded. Pass.
Thanks so much, Doreen and Brucey. You're up, and you're going to be followed by Larry G.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks, everybody on the call. Including my sponsor. So, I'm Bruce E. I'm recovering in Southwest Florida. I love this whole story. It's so neat. And this guy thought he could do it through, you know, just his own efforts and self-knowledge and found out he couldn't. And he's way back, going way back there where during the first 100. So it's really in the beginning of this whole program. But the guys that were working with him outlined the spiritual answer in the program of action. Spiritual answer, in my opinion, is God's working through all of you men and women, and through the book, and through the meetings, and through the phone calls. God's working through all of that and changing me. You know, but when I just go off on my own, like I did this weekend, I went to a family outing for 3 or 4 days and, you know, just forgot about all this stuff. You know, just took a vacation. While I was taking a vacation, I was taking a vacation from the program. And then I was overeating, you know, because I wasn't doing the stuff that it describes here. This program of action for me is the, all these tools, the phone calls and the book and all of this type of thing, food plan and all of that. program action. Spiritual answer for me is to pray, get up early enough to take the time to pray in the morning. And that really helps me to start the day right. And so he says these things, this guy in this that's writing this or saying this, he says these are pretty drastic. Well, they're drastic in that it takes time away from, well, I don't want to say it exactly this way because it makes it so it doesn't sound important, but it takes the time away from everything else. No, really, it's the most important time above everything else is to do this program, you know, read this book and be on these calls and all of that sort of thing. So it's drastic in that it puts it down as a priority. And when I mess up the food brings me right back into the program. And so I with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce E. from Florida. Larry G., you are up next, and you're going to be followed by Kristen.
Thank you, moderator. Thank you very much. We appreciate your service. Larry G. from California. Love you guys. Love this call. This is my medicine that I take every day. My name's Larry G., and I'm recovering from this awful, evil, oppressive disease. And the thing I did not want to give up until about a month ago was volume. I have been eating large amount of food since I was 4 years old. I could get away with it because I played sports, college professional sports, through my 30s. And when I got sober, I was 26. That's when I started having weight problems because I turned to food. I was completely defeated. In May of 2020.
Let me interrupt for one sec. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Could everybody check, please, anybody who's spoken, check your mute button. Somebody is unmuted. Thanks so much. Sorry, Larry. Go right ahead.
So if that person wants to talk, I could just pass to them. I'm okay with that.
No way. We want to hear you too.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that if you're new to this call or you're coming back and you've come from the traditional OA meetings where the big book is not shared and relapses are slips and there's such a thing we made up called fat serenity. This is going to be a real harsh awakening, and I hope that you're busted. I hope that you have no hope, because that's what it took for me. I had to be completely busted, gutted, in order to finally give myself to this program. Yes, we do ask a lot. The vision for you asks a lot out of us. You'll hear people talk about the things they do each day to stay abstinent. It's a lot of work in the first year. Yes, it is. It's a lot of work. But I'll tell you what, it's worth every goddamn second that I have of absence that first year to lay that foundation. And you know what? It's not work today. It's joy. Yes, there's times where I have a couple sponsee calls back to back and I'm feeling, you know, a little overwhelmed or like I don't really want to take that call. But I tell you, when I take that call and I work with that man, That man is basically 12-stepping me. And when I got that call, I'm levitating. And today, I have a full life. There is no excuse for any of us not to be able to attend these meetings with all the phone meetings today. You can attend meetings throughout the day. Find a sponsor. Find a guy to start taking through the steps, laying out very simply, and get started. But you won't get started unless you're gutted. That's the truth. I mean, if it's still working for you to eat compulsively and not really have to experience the kind of pain I experienced or some of us experienced where we did not want to live, if it works for you, no one's going to judge you. Keep doing it. God bless you. Keep doing it. Keep doing the reconnaissance, doing the research. Eventually, you'll get so beat up and you'll either have to postpone or evade. You can no longer postpone or evade. There is either God or there's not a God. And what's my choice? Well, today's God. And I have let go of volume finally. And with that, I pass back to you, moderator.
Thanks so much, Larry G. Kristen, you're up, and you'll be followed by Wendy.
Hi, good morning. I'm Kristen Y. from California. Compulsive overeater recovering, which is blowing my mind because I tried everything myself, the self-will run riot. Let's see. I really thought I should be able to do it, but I just had no concept of all, at all, or no. I needed you guys, and I needed a higher power. And listening to you guys every morning, it has ruined eating for me. So thank you. So not for nutrition and for what I need, but yeah, the overeating crazily, compulsively, and the eating things that, guess what, were a depressant. And I'm seeing it so clearly now. I have a lot less fear, which is so cool. And I'm hungry. What? And how much better food tastes? Vegetables taste good when you're hungry. I had a brother who said to me, I was upset because I had to not eat certain things for a medical issue a few years ago, pre this and pre OA. And I said, but what can I have for a snack? He said, hey, if you're not eating vegetables, or if you can't eat vegetables, then you're not hungry, or something like that. Anyway, I'm butchering it. But what I want to say is that I had to really dig deep with this. I've got almost 20 years of sobriety, but with the food, it's just a whole different beast. And I'm so grateful. I was kind of a little depressed last night, and I thought, get on the recovery jam, call some, do service. And what a gift, what a difference. I just, so thank you all so much. I'm really happy to be here and be getting better and getting out of self, because I had no idea how it was blocking, the food was blocking the sunlight of the spirit. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Kristen Y. from California. And Wendy, come on in. Let us know last initial and where you're from.
Absolutely. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Happy to be on the line. That's not true. I'm not happy to be on the line, you guys. I generally want to share some, like, really phenomenal something, right? Like, I think high of myself, I guess. But this morning, right, I woke up and the thoughts came, you know, those thoughts that steal us, that steal me, that steal all of us. So I was in my thinking, right, that stinking thinking. And what I know to do is to open my mouth even when it's hard, even when last night I had such a difficult night, you guys. It wasn't the food. It's what can lead me to the food if I don't open my mouth, you know. And it was just about jealousy. Oh, boy, I have that so deep, you guys, so deep. And when you put the food down, you find out what you were eating over. And I don't want to tell you that I'm jealous. I don't want to tell you that I'm struggling in that. But what I do want to tell you is the only way out is action. The only way out is to open my mouth, is to pick up this line and star one and say what's actually going on, right? Like, I have all these lying thoughts. You see, my disease is a liar and it wants me dead. And it just doesn't lie about the food. It lies about you should be jealous of other women. You should feel insecure about all of those things. And so I need to pick up the phone. I need to say hello. I need to share that with you guys, you know. And so what gets me out of the thinking, because I have a thinking problem. I thought my problem was the size of my thighs, but the problem is actually what's between my ears. So when I wake up with stinking thinking, I immediately have a design for living, right? I pray and meditate and I write, and then I pick up the phone and talk to you guys. And then, you know, I get to take actions. Action is the only thing that gets me out of my alcoholic mind, my thinking, my distorted thinking, the lies I tell about myself, right? That I'm no good, I'm not enough, all that nonsense. And so action is the only way, right? Because when I take an action, literally my thinking changes. And often when I'm taking an action, I forget that I was in self-pity earlier. I forgot I was in fear earlier, right? Action will transform us. It says here, we cast aside everything we thought we knew, our motives, our thoughts, our action, everything gets cast aside. It says on 567, we have an entirely different response to our life. And so in a nanosecond, I can pick up the phone and tell you guys that jealousy is a thing and I need help, God. I need your help, right? And I can get on my knees and say, please, dear God, I don't have this. I don't have any of it. You have all of it, right? And so, you know, when we do that, right, when we take those actions, miracles happen in a nanosecond. In a nanosecond. I had to share on the line, even when I'm feeling crapola. Because that will shift. Today, I get to work with my sponsees today. Thank you, Lord, for this program and all of you. Pass.
Thanks, Wendy. Good. We have time for one 2-minute share. Would anybody like to take 2 minutes?
Hi, it's Eileen. I can take it.
Yeah, Eileen, go right ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eileen C. I'm from New York. And it's my first time sharing on Vision, so I'm really happy to be here. Our last speaker just inspired me to star one. That's how it works. You know, I have been in food recovery for a long time, and I'm in other fellowships. You know, I'm sober for 35 years, and you know, I had really wondered and by a sponsor if I really did need a food program. And I had remained abstinent from sort of white flour and wheat and sugar and basically was eating 3 meals a day. But I continually was not feeling good. And then it would be better for a while. Then I just wasn't feeling good. And, you know, it kind of was getting brought back to the food. And I think like how I got here, I had, you know, heard about Visions and I thought, well, maybe I could kind of listen in. And I went on a spiritual retreat and I honestly felt like I had a prompting from my higher power to actually join Visions and actually get a sponsor. And I'm in the middle of my 12 days and I am approaching, I didn't certainly last, but I'm approaching exactly what the speaker talked about. That sense of freedom and release, at least for a moment, of like, I'm safe now. I'm safe. So thank you all for giving me that, and thank you for your beautiful shares. And I will pass, and I'm in upstate New York.
Thanks, Eileen C. in upstate New York, and we're glad you're here. Good for everybody. Thank you so much for the shares today. And we're going to now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So will Chanel T. please read our closing text?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm still Chanel, still grateful and recovered here in Washington State, all by the grace of God. Page 164, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you